In terms of the ongoing relationship with Singapore Power and the model and the structure that we have, there's certainly a lot of negative market sentiment about the third-party infrastructure model at the moment. Jeremy Davis is the director of Transurban. Transurban has walked away from the model of borrowing to pay distributions, adopted a more conventional arrangement. We're paying out about $220 million a year in distributions. Our net profit was $157 million last year. I know the comment was made about the cash flow covering the distributions, but we are still paying out a very high proportion of our profit in distributions. Obviously, our share price has suffered somewhat. There is $40 million of management fee leakage heading off to the Singapore parent, which a lot of investors don't like. So I guess it's a question as to whether we should be reviewing our structure and reviewing the model in light of what is going on in the broader market and in light of the decisions of other companies to adopt a more conventional, internally managed structure, not borrowing to pay distributions, getting the debt down, and being more conventional in the overall way that we conduct this company. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Means, for your comments. I will try and respond to you, and I will ask my fellow directors to add after I've completed. First of all, as you are aware, we are a highly sort of a regulated and very stable business with security and stability in our cash flows. And 100% of our distributions are funded from our cash flow from operations. So we are able to maintain our forecast, as mentioned by the MD earlier on, of the distribution growth for 2008-09 financial year. Now, you mentioned about the change in the structure and cash flow. I think the board as a whole will ensure that SP AusNet is managed in a financially prudent way. And we will continue to ensure that we are well capitalized to ensure that we have the right financial structure, credit rating, etc., to ensure that we have a viable business commercially and financially going forward. Now, you got any comments to add? No?
I might just add a couple of points, Chairman. Stephen, the $40 million fees that you refer to, a large proportion of that, in fact, only $18 million relates to the performance fees. The rest are reimbursement of salary costs, which whether you do it internally or externally really has no consequence. They're passed through from a regulatory point of view. I guess our view is that as terms of a fee to a manager, it's probably one of the lowest, if not the lowest, in the market at 0.75% of market cap. And there are some very significant hurdles that need to be ticked off to achieve those. So they're under the direction of the Audit and Risk Committee. So they're very, very independently assessed, and those metrics really mean that if the manager gets a performance fee, security holders have got the same, a parallel benefit. The other thing I would mention in terms of our growth and capital, the regulatory arrangements here assume that we gear appropriately at about at least a 60-40 debt equity ratio. So by default, as we grow, and capital growth in this business is good because it's adding to the sustainability of the business, there is an implied need to borrow for that capex. So, but as the Chairman's mentioned, our distributions are funded by operating cash flows.